Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from FIU. And today we're conducting a survey on the residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment/condominium, manufactured or a mobile home?
Single-family.
Single-family home, all right, thank you. Do you happen to own or rent your home?
Own
it? All right. Thank you. Do you happen to know what year your home was built?
1967.
All right. All right. 1967. All right. Perfect. So have any upgrades or modifications been made to the property?
The roof and the kitchen.
I'm sorry. You said a roof and?
Cool. Remodeled kitchen.
And remodeled kitchen. All right. Thank you. So remodeling. All right. Thank you. So how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida for?
Off and on since 2021.
Off and on since 2021. So you can put about 3 years maybe. So have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the categories go any tropical storms, Category 1 hurricanes, Category 2, 3, 4, or 5 hurricanes?
Nope.
None of them? All right. So how vulnerable do you feel to damage from, like, a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, not too vulnerable?
Not.
Not too vulnerable? All right. So if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I'm sorry?
If a hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
That's a pretty general statement. I mean, I would contact my insurance company.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, please? I didn't really hear that much.
But I would rely on my insurance company.
Oh, call your insurance. All right. Thank you. So when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Would you see, like, when a hurricane watch is issued, so within 48 hours, when a hurricane warning is issued, so within 36 hours, or would you say your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
I would say for the most part we're already prepared, but obviously when a warning is set, we track the weather quite often, so.
All right, understandable.
I think we're all prepared all the time.
All right, understandable, thank you. So considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your home would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Somewhat certain, all right, thank you. Could you please select your top three sources of information? And the list goes internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers or print media, friends or family, social media, or WhatsApp?
I usually use the state information and national tracking radar.
All right. So I'm assuming that would be, like, maybe internet sources, because, like, kind of like the internet, like, websites maybe, and TV then? All right. Thank you. So on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I'd say we're about a 4.
About a 4. All right, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? And the list goes loss of income or employment, transportation costs, cost of housing, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, cost of child care, property taxes. Or would you say that none of the above have affected your hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
None of the above. All right. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No? All right. So when would you evacuate? That is, if you had to. When a hurricane watch is issued, so again, within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or would you probably never evacuate?
A warning of a 3.
All right. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Would you go to, like, a local shelter? I'm sorry?
West Coast.
West Coast. All right. So I'm assuming you would leave the state then?
You'd get a far away from the East Coast as possible. We're from the West Coast. So.
All right, thank you.
Start in that direction until it was passed or whatever. Yeah.
All right, thank you. So how many vehicles are available in your household?
Two.
I'm sorry?
Two.
Two? All right, thank you. Do you happen to know what the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy is?
I do not.
Do not? All right. No worries. So how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you, like, very certain, or could you probably come up with it, or could you probably not? Are you
certain?
Very certain. All right, thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the past 1 year? Has it decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
Increased somewhat.
What about in the past 1 to 3 years?
That's the only increase that we've had is this last year.
All right. So let's say that it's remained the same then?
Well, it increased this last year somewhat, but it's remained the same for the most part for the
all
last
right.
4 years.
Okay. And what about in the past 3 to 5 years?
Well, we've only owned it since 21, so.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So as a result of this increase, what actions did he take? Did you maybe change insurance providers? Did you increase the amount of deductible? Did you decrease coverage? Or did you just continue paying the higher rate?
Continue accepting the higher rate.
Continue paying the higher rate. All right, thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what would you say is the lowest range of replacement for which you're comfortable insuring? Would it be like 100% because you want to be insured in full? 80 to less than 100?
It's not up to me.
I'm sorry?
It's not up to me. It's up to the mortgage lender.
Okay, all right, thank you. So which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or would you not move from your home?
I would not move from my home.
All right. So as you may know, in recent years, there has been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. So would you consider this if your mortgage was paid off?
I've been in the real estate industry a long time. That will never happen. I would never not have insurance.
All right. Thank you. So if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would you say the federal government, the state government, the local government, or should the government not be involved in any recovery efforts?
It depends on the severity, but probably likely none of them.
None
of
them?
It depends on the severity.
All right. So on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
Now, I'm very confident.
All right, so a 5 then, like very confident? All right, so how confident are you that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Very confident.
All right, the new developments take into account flood risk?
Yes, I'm very confident.
That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
I'm pretty confident.
All right, so that'd be a 4 then maybe? Or still
sure.
5?
4.
4, all right. The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
4.
4, all right. So, do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
I'm sorry, ask the question again.
Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property
No.
or finances will be affected?
No.
All right. So, most of Florida's
Not
coastal...
Not in this part of Florida, no.
I'm sorry?
Not in this part of Florida, no.
Oh, okay, all right. Thank you for specifying. So most of Florida's coastal areas have very low elevation and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. So how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you like extremely...
Not at all.
All right, thank you. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it like the neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees,
price.
Insurance? I'm sorry?
Price.
Price? All right. And would it be just that one? You can select up to 3 if you would like. But
That's
you
it.
Can just price. All right, thank you. So how long do you plan on living in your current address? Is it like maybe less than 1 year, between 1 to 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10, between 10 to less than 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
All right. So we're almost done. We're 95% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the last two questions I have are just for demographic reasons. So would you mind sharing your age?
49.
All right, thank you. Am I correct in assuming your gender is female?
Correct.
All right, thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Three,
all right. How many of them are 12 years old or like under that?
One,
all right. And how many of them are 65 years or older?
None.
None, all right. What is your marital status?
Married,
thank you. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Bachelor's,
all right. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
What racial group do you identify yourself with most?
I'm sorry?
What racial group do you identify yourself with most? So would it be like white or African-American or Asian?
Sure. Yeah, it is fine.
I'm sorry?
Caucasian,
all right. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English,
all right. And last question, would you mind sharing your income range for your household? And you can totally just ballpark it, or I can just give you categories into which one you fit in.
That's fine.
I'm sorry?
You can give me the categories.
The categories? All right. So the categories are under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, or over 100,000?
Up to 75,000.
75,000 to 100,000?
Yes.
All right. Well, this will include our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you.